It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network all over this great state of Michigan. We're here in the Jethro FM studios, country with a twist. We're the Grilling Guys, and I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
I forgot who we were.
Sometimes we forget.
Right now, I'm just a guy who's kind of pinned to the computer watching all the storms and all the mayhem. I do have some good news, though. The Army activated some guard units.
Right. Finally.
And my son sent me a picture of him hanging out the door of a Chinook going over the Carolinas.
Oh, okay. So they brought him in then, huh?
My wife looked at the picture and she said, strap yourself in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool to see. I love it.
How long has he been deployed?
They can't say. You know? And I'm hesitant to even talk about it, but it's kind of, I'm very proud of him.
Well, sure.
He's doing something. And my other son went full-time Air Force.
Right.
And he's doing intelligence work, so I'm happy to report that I got a couple boys doing their share.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank them for us, obviously, because some of us aren't. We're blessed to have them doing it for us. So that's kind of cool. I'm glad they're there, and I'm sure they're very well trained, so we'll keep them safe and keep in our prayers.
I've seen videos of the people in the Carolinas on mountaintops.
Yeah.
And the trees are just, you can't even see the road.
Yeah.
These people are pinned in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, it's going to take an army of chainsaws.
Right.
Right?
Heavy equipment if they can get it there.
It's just hundreds and hundreds of miles of blacktop. I've been in those roads.
Right.
Those houses are cool up there, but wow, what a...
They're isolated.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and those big Chinooks can hopefully drop in supplies and help them sustain themselves while all that stuff gets done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because FEMA doesn't seem to have the horsepower.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe they do, but it's deployed elsewhere.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
And
then we had the hurricane down in Florida this week. I think that there again, that's another situation where it remains to be seen. It's a little bit more media coverage, it seems, than
And you know where there's no media coverage? Acapulco.
Yeah?
They got absolutely swamped with a pop-up hurricane.
Yeah,
that is. Just popped up like the one last year did overnight. Just boom.
Yeah.
How's that happen?
Yeah, and this is trivial in the whole thing. In the whole scheme of things, we've got a vacation plan to Cancun in February, and we don't get Mexican weather, right? I mean, you see where it's coming from, but two or three of those hurricanes have blown right over the top of there. I have no idea what's there either. That's trivial. I mean, I should be embarrassed to even say something about it, but you know, you just wonder. It's one little places are relevant. I got coworkers that live in the hurricane area of Florida. We've heard that they're okay, but maybe not their properties. They can't get back in to see them yet, you know, and things like that. So it's
strange times, brother.
Man, it is.
Strange times.
It is. You know,
it's kind of, I almost feel bad wanting to just talk about food.
Right.
You know, it's like gluttony or something. But,
right.
But that's what the show is about.
Right.
It's not a hurricane show.
Right. Exactly.
And we try not to, you rein me in on politics, rightfully so. But the country is, it's just in a mess. It's
right.
A strange, strange time.
We're a month away from political elections, and the weather is in the forefront right now.
Yeah, it's almost like planned mayhem. You know, it just seems like you can't get just normal.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, can we please?
Yeah.
Can we just have normal?
Right. So let's talk a little bit about normal in my world.
Deer camp!
Yeah, right. We'll get to that. I just want to... Thursday next week, something I do on an annual basis is the Home Builders Association of West Michigan has one of these clay pigeon shoots.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a giant fundraiser for a foundation, and it's wonderful. And I go there, and I cook for them. And there, I got the call this week that next week I'm going to be having about 210 guys that are going to be there. And so we're doing pulled pork, we're doing skinless, boneless thighs, cheesy taters, beans, and tossed salad. So got a lot of work ahead of me next week.
Man, makes you want to go just to eat.
Yeah, right, exactly. But
what do you think, Conrad? You want to go pick up a shotgun and have some cheesy taters?
Yeah, boy, that sounds good.
Yeah, and you don't have, it's not based on your shooting either. Everybody that shows up can
ever since I've known this guy, which is probably 20 years now, he's always been involved in all these charity things, and I think it's awesome that you take the time,
right?
Because it's time consuming.
Oh yeah.
But it also is costly. I mean, this one will probably pay, has a payday, but
well, they're covering it. Yeah, yep,
but exactly. But I know that my good friend bought the two barbecues you donated to Ducks Unlimited.
Yep, yep, yep. I know. Your brother was sitting at the table with him. Yeah, so...
That's kind of a small world.
Yeah, it is. It was. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, you get time, treasure, and talent, right? Those are the three things that we have to give in our lives, and this is a combination of all of them. And I put meals together, and people buy them, and they use them for a variety of things, but it's an easy way for me to give back. We're blessed as we talk about hurricanes, and we you know we're sitting here in a crisp morning, and I'm thinking about, has Bob been in a deer stand yet? Has he seen anything yet? You know, these trivial ideas that we think about are really inconsequential when you put it in the whole scope of things.
And you know what? Strange year. I'm busy today finishing up the roof on my log barn.
Right.
So that will be out of my way.
Yep.
And so next week I take off for the woods.
Yeah, and that, you know, and that's actually not a bad thing. It's been pretty warm here in Michigan. I don't know where you guys are listening.
Yeah,
but it, sitting in a tree when it's 70 degrees and you're swatting bugs.
Well,
here's not where I want to be.
Here's the part that I guess pre-plan. I don't like processing my deer in warm weather.
Right.
My friends in South Carolina that hunt those little bitty deer they have down there, I don't know how they do it because it's so stinking hot. They're hunting in the 80s and 90s most of the time.
They're used to it.
You better have a refrigerator truck or something to get those things in right away because Tim Sobey will tell you,
right.
It's just you got to process that.
They must process it quick and bring big coolers with them with ice in it and then just drop the quarters in there. Speaking of that, I've got a bunch of buddies that I grew up with in Shartucky. Well, one of them lives in Anchorage, Alaska. And I got pictures texted to me there. His 24, 25-year-old son and two of his buddies went out and shot two bull moose. And one of them was Boone and Crockett caliber.
Really?
Yeah, and they had a picture of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing. I mean, these guys were each behind one side of the antlers, and the antlers were wider than each guy
now
on each side.
According to people that I've never killed an elk or a moose. I hope next year I'll be getting my first elk.
Yeah.
But I have cooked plenty of it. And,
right.
I can't really say that I like moose better than elk, but my Canadian friends all swear by it. You know, moose is the preferred venison
exactly.
for that area.
It's a big animal. It's a really big animal.
Nice picture.
Yeah.
So
but anyway,
I'm very excited to get ready for deer camp. Finally, I had to detune my bow. I think I told you.
Yep, right.
Because it was just set way too high.
Yeah.
And I'm just not as strong as I used to be. Should be.
Have you been practicing with it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Now that I detuned it.
Yeah. Right.
I can pull it back. It's probably around 65 pounds now.
Yeah.
I'm excited, and I've got some beautiful animals going in front of my posing in front of my game camera.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. Well, hey, this is the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to talk a little party cooking for the rest of the show here. We've got some holidays coming up. Specifically, I've got a Halloween party that I'm going to help some people with. So we'll talk about some of the...
What are you going as?
What I am going as the chef. And I've got a really cool hat that says, Mr. Good Looking is Cooking. So there you go. But anyway, you listen to Grilling Guys. Yeah, right. I stole your head. No way. Would never fit me. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, Grillin' Nation, it's Jop with the Grillin' Guys, and we want to make you aware of a contest that we've got going on right now. Go to thegrillinguys.com, click on the Sobey Meats Turkey logo, and register to win a free Thanksgiving turkey, compliments of Sobey Meats and the Grillin' Guys. If you're local, you can go to Sobey's and pick it up, and if you're not, we'll ship it to you. So go to grillinguys.com, register for a free turkey, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit GarrettsAppliances.com. That's GarrettsAppliances.com.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. It's country with a twist and grilling in your backyard. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. We're going to talk a little bit about party food, Bob. I've got, we talked about the thing with the home builders. That's not really a party food, but there's Halloween coming up, and I've had somebody reach out and said, can you bring me some party food? And I thought, you know what, this is, we're up on the, there's going to be holidays
coming.
Let's
get ahead
coming.
Of the game a little bit.
Right,
yeah.
And get ahead of it. So I'm going to start with appetizers. Let's start at the front just like we would at the party. You and Cowboy Rob Russell have taught me a lot when you were first, when I was first getting into grilling seriously, and you guys were out on the road, and there was this thing called a pig shot. And I was always like, those are intriguing. And so I put together a menu of a bunch of people, a bunch of appetizers for these people that are throwing the party, and they chose this one as part of their appetizer. So really, I'm going to give you light touches on a recipe. I don't like to give you quantities. You're not writing this stuff down anyway. We'll make sure we get all this on the grillingguys.com. But this one's called Smoked Pig Shots. And this is a hangover from Pulaski Days, which was last weekend, because it starts with kielbasa. And I'm going to say you're going to cut a little one-inch slice of kielbasa. You know, it's round and a one-inch long. And then you take thin-cut bacon and wrap around that. And the bacon will stick up about a quarter to a half an inch above the kielbasa. And you just stick a toothpick through it to hold it, right? Then I'm going to take cream cheese, shredded cheddar, diced up some jalapenos, and a little bit of barbecue rub, and mix that all together and get it soft. Put it inside a baggie, and I'm going to pipe it. Oh. You know what I mean? I'm going to cut the corner off the baggie, squeeze the baggie, and pipe it in that little half inch that's on top of the kielbasa. So I've got a bacon wrap.
Did you already smoke the kielbasa?
No, it's raw because I'm going to smoke the whole thing. It's a smoked pig shot. So the kielbasa's in there. The bacon's wrapped around it. I squirt the cheese mixture, cream cheese mixture in there, and then I put it in the smoker and sit, because they'll sit right up because that kielbasa's flat on the bottom, and I'm going to smoke them at about 250 for about 45 minutes or an hour until I get a nice golden crust on that cream cheese.
Now, that would be something you definitely want to put your thermopen in.
Exactly, right. You're going to test one of them. You want to make sure that that kielbasa is done.
Yeah.
Exactly. And where would you take that to temperature, by the way?
If it's from Sobey's, I'd probably take it to 150, 155. If it's commercial sausage, always 165.
Right. And what I would, one of the indicators, other than your thermopen, is that if the bacon is done. Right, I want the bacon to tighten up around that, and yeah. I also want it to be, but I use thin bacon, So it should cook in that time.
So maybe where you're going, maybe they'll have a convection oven and you can throw them on a tray and
warm them back up.
Touch them off for 5 minutes and
right.
get that hot air to crisp up that bacon for you.
Yep.
Because
yep.
that is always the trick with bacon. You know, you could, I'm into baking my bacon now.
Sure.
I did a load this morning.
Yeah.
Because I have a worker coming over to help me and I wanted to make sure and feed him well. And even if it's just plain Jane bacon,
right,
the thin stuff, if you put it on a pan and throw it in the oven for, depends on the temperature, but I usually do it to finish, and that is at 400 degrees convection for about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I flip it. But if you did it for like 350 for 10, 15 minutes and just get a bunch of that grease off and pre-cook it, maybe when you're smoking it, it'll, because it's still very pliable.
Right. Right.
Maybe you could, you'll have to play with it. You got to pre-do a couple of those
because right.
you don't want to show up at an event. And
right. And, oh, yeah. And I've done them before, but this is something that they wanted. But I think that's a great tip is that I've got, 100 of them to make. So we'll put them on the smoker, but I think that pre-doing the bacon. Now, my thing with the pre-made or the pre-cooked bacon before you start wrapping it, is that I put parchment paper down on that pan. It just makes cleaning so much easier if that parchment paper is between the pan and the bacon itself.
Yeah, I spray the pan with Pam.
Okay, yeah, that'd work too.
Same.
Yep, exactly.
Parchment paper is a great, great thing, though, especially for any kind of baking.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty safe.
Yep, it is. It's good. But anyway, so that's a pig shot. We'll have that. It's called smoked pig shot. We'll have that on the
grill. So is this a group of friends you're going over to visit?
Yes and no. It's a couple coworkers, and one of our clients is hosting the party. It's a couple coworkers I work with, mostly their friends, but I've done another party for them 4th of July, so they had me back. And so I know more people over there this time than I did last time. but whatever.
I couldn't keep up with your social schedule. I'll tell you that.
Well, I really don't have a social schedule. I'm not that social of a guy. But speaking of schedules, we didn't touch on this. I got to come clean. My birthday is today on Saturday.
Hey,
and
I forgot.
Birthday.
No, well, I think I forgot yours too. So we're all good.
Yeah,
man.
I don't even care anymore.
Right, me either. Me either. The milestones are behind me. Now it's just like I hope I
get
more.
Millstones are on their way.
yeah, exactly. So we're gonna celebrate a little bit this weekend and have a little bit of fun. But now I'm just feeling old.
You did go to Ferris last weekend, didn't you?
I did.
How'd that go?
You know, it was a lot of fun. That was homecoming at Ferris. The game was a blowout. Ferris won big, but what I had to do was feed a 30 by 30 tent full of fraternity boys.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't have any budget, so I had to fund it. So they got pulled pork, baked beans, and coleslaw, right?
All these successful frat boys, and they didn't have a budget.
Right.
That is
it's for the actives mostly because, them and their girlfriends and the sorority
you're
girls.
Oh, you're feeding
a bunch
of college kids.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. No. You need bulk.
Right, yeah.
You can never beat pork butts.
Right.
For a bulk.
Right.
There's nothing that'll touch it.
And I got the little Hawaiian rolls. Rather than going over to Wealthy Street,
right,
I went over and got little Hawaiian rolls. They're quicker and easier for them. Right. And so I gave them some sauce and
they were happy as could be anyway.
I think I bought 14 dozen slider rolls there, and they ate them all. And I'm like, good for them.
Gosh.
The kids were hungry, And we did like 50 pounds of pork butt.
Didn't have any beer there, did they?
I didn't bring that. I don't do beer. I drank some, but no, I didn't bring it.
Did you have any of Crankers?
What? Yes, actually I did. Crankers is we stopped there. The idea was we had to get there early to load in, and then we had to leave for a couple hours till the tailgate started.
What a good excuse.
Right. So I go down to Crankers and I'm like, Crank, I want a Bloody Mary. I forgot he doesn't serve liquor. But huge but. He has a Bloody Mary beer that is spot on.
Oh,
dude, he made it with Bloody Mary mix in the seasonings, and he's got actual tomatoes pureed in it, and it looks clear like a IPA, but it is very, very close to the taste of a Bloody Mary.
Interesting.
And you can only get it in his tap room. He's not bottling. You can bring a growler with you.
Well, a lot of these brewers are not bottling anymore.
Right.
I mean, some of the big beer people bought up the big microbrewers,
right?
And they steal shelves. You can't get shelf space.
Well,
if you're
you know, it's funny you said that, because he said the same thing. His distribution is killing him.
Yep.
So he is going to put in liquor. He says he's going to cordon off a portion of his place
there
and put in liquor. So Crankers in Big Rapids, if you've never been there, you got to get up there. Great
Tell
guy,
them the
Jim
Crane. Guys sent you.
Yep, absolutely. So coming up next, we're going to leave off the appetizers. We've got a couple more if we run out of time on other things, but we'll hit the main dish next. I've got three different things. If we get to one of them, it'll probably be good. So you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope you got a plan to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill today, and stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brakes. It's going
to
be...
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you got plans to get out and fire up a grill in your backyard. We're talking about party cooking, and we're just running down a few menu items that you'll be able to find on thegrillingguys.com. They'll all be there, but
there's always like I'll be doing Halloween at my daughter's house. Her and her husband always have a table set up in their garage,
right?
And the parents get a hot apple cider with some spiced rum.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Really nice.
Yeah, that's an adult trick or treat. Yeah,
maybe I'll have to bring some food down.
Yeah, well, it's Halloween's for the kids. Right. But this party that I'm catering, that this menu came from, is an adult party. But some of them will have their kids there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't get out of hand by any means, but it's a.
So you don't want to wear a mask.
Right. No, I'm not wearing a mask.
You can't eat.
Right. Yeah. And no big gloves like a Bozo or anything, because you can't eat that way either. But
what do you mean I got to pick up shrimp?
Yeah, exactly. So
I like this flank steak and French bread with Parmesan. What are you going to do?
Yeah, so that's actually one of the easiest things that we're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and I'm going to tell you that Stan Ponstein, one of my buddies, has this perfected.
Really?
And this is where I got the idea.
I've seen him post it.
Right, this is where I've got the idea. So he buys a loaf of French bread and cuts
Wealthy Street Bakery's right. got fantastic yep. French
so
bread.
So these things are 2 foot long, right? He cuts them in half lengthways so they open up like a sandwich bread would. And then he puts a little garlic butter that he makes on them and puts Parmesan, real heavy sprinkled Parmesan, on both sides. Okay? So then he puts that in the oven and he bakes them off. And when they come out of the oven, he cuts them in about 3-inch sandwich lengths. Okay? And front, top, and bottom. And the top and bottom are going to be the top and bottom of your sandwich.
So he's going to cut that loaf in half.
Lengthways and then start chopping it up.
Before he bakes it?
Yes.
Oh.
Cuts it in half, puts the garlic butter on there.
How thick would those slices want to be?
Slices of what?
The French bread.
Oh, he just cuts it. You know, it's about the size of a tennis ball, and it's 2 foot long, that baguette. That he's buying.
Oh, so he's actually slicing it in half vertically and laying it open like that.
Yeah, like
that's
you
what
would
I was
garlic
asking.
Bread or something.
Okay.
So then he puts the
garlic much easier to handle
and a generous amount of Parmesan on both sides. So he bakes that off just enough to melt the Parmesan and get the bread a little crispy. Pulls it out, cuts it into chunks, and then lets it set. Okay. Now he goes out to the grill and he takes his flank steak and he uses that Kinder's blend, which is just
salt,
pepper, and
so
garlic.
Good.
Right?
From Costco.
Right.
Because that's
but
where
you
works.
Can get it anyway. Sobey's got Kinder's.
Does
now.
He?
Yeah, he
oh.
does. So, but you can, this Kinder's blend is salt, pepper, and garlic. is what, and it's granulated garlic. So he'll cover the flank steak with that and do it about maybe 2 or 3 minutes on a hot charcoal grill on each side, because you just want it to medium rare.
Medium rare.
All right?
Because you're going to put that meat on after the bread has already been baked and the cheese is melted.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So the bread is cooled off by now, right? But it's in little sandwich chunks. So you 3-4 minutes on a hot charcoal grill on each side of that flank steak to get it medium rare.
Yeah.
But it'll crisp up the outside.
So good.
It's so good.
So basically you're cutting that flank steak on the diagonal, on the bias.
Yep.
So you end up with about a 2-inch wide piece. So that's how wide you want your slices that of bread when you cut those long lengths of baguette or whatever up. You want to do them about the width of what that flank is going to turn out.
That's
at.
Exactly right. And because it's a hand sandwich.
Yeah.
You're right.
So I've got an idea for you, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but I've done stuff like that a bunch. Recently, I've put, before I did the Parmesan, I put down thin, and Sobey slices it up for me, thin slices of aged provolone and then the Parmesan.
Right. Ooh, that'd be good,
Because here's what happens. That Parmesan is so dry, it tends to want to not bind to the bread.
Yeah.
When I put that provolone on, you get that real Paisano punch.
Yeah.
And then it grabs onto the bread and the Parmesan, provolone does.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah, because I did it with mozzarella for a while, but it's kind of boring. The provolone is mind-blowing.
Yep, yeah. And it's good. So then if you want to, he serves a side of horseradish cream.
Nice.
On there. So if you want to zip it up a little bit, you don't have to, but it gives it just the moisture that it kind of needs, right? And it's a wonderful sandwich.
Marzetti sells these jars of roasted red pepper.
Oh, yeah.
You could also pull those out and slice some ribbons because the red is going to pop.
Yep.
And they taste really good, but you could lay those on top, too, just for curb appeal.
Yep.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, so that's a popular one, but I watched Stan perfect it. He made it for me a couple times, so then I said, I think I can make this.
Oh, yeah.
And
you got to outdo him, though. Right. Now you got to use the red pepper.
The provolone and the red pepper, huh? Well, now you see how recipes are made at the Grilling Guys, right?
We steal.
Right, yeah. I'll steal the basics, and then I'm going to jazz it up a little bit.
Hey, but that's how the Japanese car companies got to be as great as they are. They took all of our cars and made them better.
Yeah.
They did.
Exactly. So the next thing is I love food on a stick at parties. So I've got two kebabs. We'll cover one in this segment. Is a Hawaiian kebab with little cubes of ham and cubes of chicken with pineapple and sweet onion. Okay? So there's my – I'm going to do alternate, but the only
– The women love that.
The only vegetable I have on there is sweet onion. Right, but I got chunks of ham, chunks of pineapple, and chunks of chicken, and I'm going to marinate that in a Hawaiian marinade. I cheat.
Lowry's.
I get it from Lowry's.
Yep.
Right, or Meyer has it. Whoever, whatever one you like, but it's a Hawaiian blend.
Nice.
It's a fruit juicy.
I have yet to try that Hawaiian one.
Right. It's
you like it.
I do because it's sweet.
Do you marinate the ham as well?
What? No, I don't. I just do the chicken.
Okay.
In there, ham is tough to take a marinade.
It doesn't pull it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's already been cured and smoked generally when I get it.
So
but
I'll
buy a whole ham and chunk them up.
Are you going to put any kind of a seasoning on top of that then? Maybe,
you know, I will, I'm sure.
Sea salt or
something? Yeah, right. Just something to give it a little bit of zing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you're right. Sea salt would be great. I wouldn't do a barbecue seasoning.
No.
I want the Hawaiian
some
forward.
Contrasting flavors.
Right, but a little cracked salt maybe.
Hawaiian forward, I like
right.
that.
Right, yeah, man. You know. All right. So, but that's an easy one. A little more labor intensive. I've got to bring the grill with me to finish those because I don't like to make those ahead, transport them for 2 hours.
Right.
The onion gets goofy when I do that. So these will come over to the party raw. I'll just go out back and cook them off for 5-10 minutes and we'll have a bunch of them.
You know, this guy probably has a really nice backyard. He might have a nice big grill in the back.
In fact, he does. Yeah, right. I've already scoped that out. Yeah, but you know, I'm one of, and I think his will be fine. But I'm one of those guys that likes to bring my own equipment because I know how it works.
Right.
I know.
But carrying that tech around does get old.
Well,
after
there'll
a while.
There'll be boys there that can help me move it in and move it out. But and the other thing is when I'm catering, quote unquote, I don't like to leave a mess behind, and the last thing I want to do is clean somebody else's
especially
grill at the end of the night.
Especially if you're doing the pineapple and the sauces and stuff on a grill, you're going to mess it up.
Yeah, and that tech burns it off and makes a great vapor when it's doing it. I don't get sticky grill there because it's so hot, it just cooks it right off.
So you're going to do some chicken wings.
Yeah, and this is crazy. I did them the last time for him at the 4th of July party, and he loved them. So this is easy, but he wants 600 chicken wings that I've got to cook off. So I've got the big good one out there. That'll be three racks or all four that I got to get the chicken wings on. I'm going to go to Sobey and grab those party wings. They're bigger wings. And then we're just going to smoke them off and take them over there all smoked. And then he's got a double oven convection in his man cave. And what I'm doing, I just toss them in the sauce.
Oh, this is the big barn thing, isn't it?
I just toss them in the sauce and put them under on a high oven to get the sauce
convection.
Tacky.
Right. Yeah.
So they're all cooked with a dry rub on them, and then I just sauce them with three or four different sauces,
that's
whatever
gonna be
he
good.
Wants.
You know, and that sweet pepper glaze just kicks.
Yeah. Yep. I've got that one. I've got a true buffalo, and then I've got a the garlic parm. Those were the three that he wanted. So word up, I don't make my garlic parm. I buy it in a jug. It's just as good, and I don't
What is it?
Garlic Parmesan. It's a cream sauce, a yellowy cream sauce.
Oh.
But anyway. All right, you listen to Grilling Guys. There's more to come. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats, where our staff is always friendly and they all know our creed. Come on down to Sobey's and let us meet your needs. We have kielbasa, kapusta, chicken, pork, and beef. Seafood and hot sticks, a snack that can't be beat. Dairy and deli, groceries, beer and wine. And once you shop at Sobey's, you'll shop there all the time.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Please stop by to see Teresa and myself and the whole gang for good old-fashioned service at 3450 Remembrance Road. Make sure you visit SobeyMeats.com for our specials, and thank you for your support.
Want something to eat? Make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats. And if you're really satisfied, there's one way we can tell. When you leave the store, make sure you ring our bell.
Hi, this is Andy Havemeyer, operating owner of Hall Street Bakery, where we're more than just pastries. Join us for happy hour Monday through Saturday from 4 to 7 with 30% off brick oven pizzas and dollar off beer and wine. Enjoy your meal and drinks on our large outdoor patio, or even take your pizzas to go. Happy hour deals also available at our sister location, Wealthy Street Bakery, which is on the corner of Wealthy and Union. Check out our menus online at wealthystreetbakery.com and also at hallstreetbakery.com.
Getting to be that time of year. Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 30-point buck.
30-point buck. 30-point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on
the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're getting out and firing up a grill. Bob, give them our rundown on where they can get information on the Grilling Guys.
Oh, yes. By all means, hit our website, thegrillingguys.com. And the right side is going to show our sponsors. The top right will show a headset. That's where you sign up for the podcast. The bottom center is going to show the Jethro logo, and that's where you can stream it live. And that comes every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, of course, to stream live. But the podcast is incredibly popular, and our Google numbers on the downloads are just amazing. And the countries where people are pulling our show down are incredible. It flatters me, but it also just kind of shocks me that these people all over the place find our podcast.
Right.
Because we're not advertising in Texas, But there's a lot of people in Texas that download it.
There's a lot of good barbecuers
yeah.
in Texas too.
Oh yeah.
And they do things different than we do. So
and the Carolinas, poor right. people. I wish I had some time to go down there and just bring a bunch of food. There's that barbecue relief company that, uh-huh. that's headed down there with goodness sakes. I think I saw like 7 or 8 barbecue trailers, big.
Right.
It's an impressive operation. So God bless them. I wish I had the information on them because you could donate.
Right.
But I believe it's called Operation Barbecue Relief.
Okay.
And if you want to help out the people down there right now, feeding them is a great idea. And these people are all volunteers.
Sure.
This is not a for-profit thing.
Right.
It's volunteers and
most of the, I don't know about all of it, but most of the food I know is donated to them to go prepare for the people.
Oh,
that need
the,
it.
Yeah. And they need donations to buy it.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
And fuel.
Right.
And, you know, my buddy's friend is headed down there with a 16-foot trailer full of food
yeah.
and supplies, stuff like chainsaws and gas and stuff like that,
because yep.
they're going to need just a ton of help. But you can help in lots of different ways, and that might make you feel just a little bit better that you can
yeah.
do something.
Right.
Because a lot of us have jobs, and we can't just pack up and go.
Yep. So I got a question for you. We're going to cover a couple more of these main dishes. You make your pickles that do you slice them so they're little discs or are do you
Which
do
spears? Pickles are you talking about?
I'm talking about the ones that got a little
pickles?
Heat to them. They got a little
oh,
bit of
no.
heat to them.
No, I buy Famous Dave's.
Okay. All right.
Those are Famous Dave's.
Okay. So that's what I wanted to know because I thought that was where we were going
they're
to go.
They're a there. Deal.
Right.
I mean
right.
they're like 6-7 bucks for a big jar.
Right.
And honestly, they're like a bread and butter pickle with zing.
Yeah.
And I love bread and butter pickles.
Right.
My mother used to make them.
Yeah.
My wife did, too. Nobody does now.
So this was the next item that's on the main dishes, this was a stumble on at a wedding that I catered that the groomsmen, the band shut down, and all the groomsmen and the bridesmaids were hungry. And I had pretty much packed up everything.
Oh.
And I'm like, what can I do for these guys? It's like midnight, right? So I'm looking around, and I decided to make them pulled pork and mac and cheese sliders. It's just that simple.
Well, that would be a good use for the Famous Dave pickle.
That's where I'm going
with
this.
You did it, huh?
Right, yes, exactly. And I had a jar of those as a condiment, right, when I was serving the meal. At, you know, 4 or 5 hours earlier.
Uh-huh.
And so they're all, the band stops, everybody's around, they're you know, had their fair
yeah,
share of booze.
It's so funny because I did that same thing for Jordan's reception.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did that. We had a cocktail hour before it.
Right.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Funny.
So I made just a little Hawaiian roll or whatever I had that were the rolls that I was using for the meal, covered it with pulled pork, but put on a scoop of macaroni and cheese that I had left over. Then I'm looking at it, and I'm like, God, it needs something more. And I'm looking around to see what I have. Famous Dave spicy sweet pickles.
Okay, so
I just
now
put one on there.
For this, I'd be going to Wealthy Street Bakery and getting those beautiful rolls.
Right.
I would not use the Hawaiian.
Nope. This gig over in,
yeah.
in that I'm doing for Halloween will
yeah.
be all from Wealthy Street.
Yeah.
Which the reason that I didn't go to Wealthy Street for the tailgate was it was just because I called them late. It was my it takes like 3
yeah.
days for them
yeah.
to make that quantity
yeah.
that I needed, and I
yeah.
forgot, and then I knew when I couldn't call, so
you
I just
know,
went and got the dang Hawaiian rolls.
And that gives me an idea for you too. The last gig I did, I also got 6 loaves of their French bread.
Yep.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Is it it might be too big for your sliders.
Right.
But their French bread it's the same dough that they use for those rolls,
mm-hmm.
but they're like 4 pounds a piece.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah.
And just for any of your gigs in the future, that might be something you'd want to try. I love that place.
Yeah.
I love that
place.
And
you know, if you've not been to, it's Wealthy Street Bakery or Hall Street Bakery.
Yeah.
They're sister companies. They're owned by the same group, and they're operated as one. Their menus are printed the same. So
it's incredible how many people have, when I tell them that they're sponsoring the show, how many people say, oh, I love going there.
Right.
I mean, they don't even live in that area.
Right.
They go down there to go to Wealthy Street Bakery.
It's a wonderful place to go for any time, but they do a ton of catering on lunches, and their bakery's open every morning at 6 a.m., and it's just a great place to go. And if you're going to meet somebody for a coffee, have a fresh-made Danish.
Well,
it's
amazing. As long as we're talking about sponsors, while I was target shooting with my buddy, like right next door to him lives Bruce Meekoff from Garrett's.
Yeah.
So if you want some grilling equipment, and they have so much good stuff, Brad's on the show all the time.
Yep.
Garrett's Appliance on 28th Street in particular has a fantastic grill selection. So if you need some new grills, or even just one, or if you want a dream for next spring because you're going to finally get a good grill, go down to Garrett's.
Right.
And they just have a huge team there that'll help you. And you, who knows, you might need a fridge or a dishwasher or something like that too.
Yep, exactly.
They'll bring it
new
out.
Stove.
They'll put it in. Do not go to big box stores for this stuff. You might spend $50 more there for an appliance, but they're going to service it.
Right.
Whereas you go to the Home Depots and the Lowe's of the world, they contract people.
Right.
And the service is contracted, and it's a nightmare. You don't want to do it.
A lot of finger-pointing happens in that
way. Garrett's has an army of service people.
Right.
They have vans all over West Michigan.
My ice maker's there right now. When I took it out, I'm like, I'm going to take it over there. It wasn't performing right. And they said, yeah, you know, we got 11 of these right now because everybody pulls them off the deck for the winter.
Oh,
right?
You mean a portable?
Yeah, right. My under-counter ice maker is just plugging
in. Well, I've
in
told you,
to
and
it.
You've been in my kitchen a million times. They did all those appliances.
Yep.
And that that kitchen turned out just absolutely stellar. I would have never even thought to do a built-in refrigerator.
Right.
I wouldn't have.
Right.
Now I'm so glad.
Yeah, they last and they're quality. One last recipe before we wrap up the show here. The last item that we're going to talk about is a teriyaki shish kebab. Shish kebabs are shish kebabs, right? Again, when I'm at a party, I love food on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to eat. And it's portable and it's just a good stuff. This time it's a teriyaki shish kebab. I'm going to use sirloin steak. This is my favorite steak.
I was afraid you were going to go with chicken.
This is a steak kebab, and because I already had the chicken on the Hawaiian one, right?
I think Sobey's got sirloin on sale right now.
Yeah, but an inch and a half cube, and where I'm going is it's really important to cut the sirloin at even size all the way across your kebabs because they will cook even then. You don't want a thin piece and a thick piece on there because the thin one will be overdone before the thick
one.
What
veggies are you going to pair that with?
I'm going to do zucchini. I'm going to use a fresh mushroom, a sweet red pepper, and then again, onion.
You know, I would marinate the zucchini.
In what?
Cheap Italian dressing.
Right.
And for the mushrooms.
It's like a sponge.
For the mushrooms, I would buy the pre-marinated big ones in the jar.
I can't find them anywhere.
Oh,
I've looked and
so
looked.
They're
wonderful. Yeah, but I can't find them anywhere because they've been sitting in that brine, if you will, for weeks or months.
Yeah.
I can't
find
them.
Well, then you're going to have to marinate them for a week in advance.
Right.
You could throw them in your extra fridge.
Right. Yep.
And just some apple cider vinegar and some just basic oil. You know, nothing fancy.
Right.
Because it's just a mushroom.
Yep, exactly. Well, hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's the fall. There's a snap in the air. And you know what? Make yourself a little hot toddy while you're out there and enjoy what's going on in Mother Nature. We'll talk with you next week.
Let's do this.